a person who finds himself in a very low place, on a very low level, and he wants to speak to Hashem, even though his words are coming from a very low place, b'chinas emes me'eretz titzmach, still, if his words have truth in them, we find that there are times that the truth comes forth even from the ground. As the pasuk says, emes me'eretz titzmach, the truth will blossom forth from the ground. Afal pikein, and despite the fact that it's coming from such a low place, v'roishoy magia shamayma, still it reaches up to the heavens. Ki tekev shemedaber adibor v'akol shalames, as soon as the person speaks his words, and it comes forth with an honesty, with a real sincerity, meir lo yehoemes, the truth shines for him. Va'ile betachlis hu'aliyah ad la'shamayim, and the person rises up to the highest heights, mamish up to the heavens. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, v'hinei malachi elikim oilim v'yordim boy, and Yaakov Avinu saw heavenly angels going up and down this ladder. Hainu bechinas oilam hamalochim shehu hoelyoin mishloisha hoilamois hamavorim b'maimranal shehem oilam hashofol voilam akoychovim voilam hamalochim sheho odno mekayimois mitfilosai deidibur sheyotz mipiv bemes ayin shom. In that chapter on Likutei Moran, we said that Rabbeinu Zal bases it on the Noah's Ark. And in Noah's Ark, one of the things it says over there is Tachtim Shniim Ushlishim Ta'aseho, that Noach should build the ark three levels. One level for the animals, one level for the waste matter, one level for the humans. So Rabbeinu Zal on that chapter in the Likutei Moran explains that this means that the tefillah, the word teva means ark, the word teva also means words of tefillah. That through a Jew's words of tefillah, he rules, he becomes king over three levels. What are the three levels? The three worlds that are discussed in many Sforim, which are called the Olam HaShofel, the lowest world, the Olam HaKoychavim, the world of the stars, the heavenly spheres, and the Olam HaMalochim, the world of the angels, which is the upper world. So we see that the angels symbolize the upper world. So Yaakov Avinu saw in the dream that through this ladder, through this tefillah, which is coming from a low place and reaches up to heaven because it has emes in it, through that, even the angels, oilem v'yordim boy, their rise and fall is determined by this person. This person becomes in charge of all three worlds, of which the uppermost is the world of the angels.